The man you see on the screen is George Galloway. He was a Member of Parliament in Scotland. He is also known as a leftist, but in reality, he's probably a communist because he said one of the greatest disasters that ever took place was the collapse of the Soviet Union, which was the enemy of the whites of Southern Africa. George Galloway was an enemy of the whites of South Africa. In this short video that you're about to see, Galloway is being questioned in Britain, and they ask him if he's a racist. Now, communists are not racists because communists believe in communist globalism. However, George Galloway defends himself by telling a very interesting story about South Africa, because Galloway used to sneak into South Africa in order to get all the dirt on the whites so that he could go out into the world and hit the white South Africans with his information. Now, just some background about what they are discussing in this debate. He's asked if he's a racist, but you'll also see that the Israeli flag and Israel is a key point in this discussion. And what's happening is it's clearly a discussion about Zionism. And it's also a discussion about the possibility that Israel is itself an apartheid state. So what you've got is Zionism and Israel as an apartheid state. So that's the background to this discussion. All these strange Jewish terms like Zionism. What is Zionism really? In a nutshell, Zionism is really the Jewish version of nationalism. That's really what it boils down to. That Zionism means that you're an Israeli nationalist. You want the state of Israel. That's really the bottom line. And another thing is that Galloway admits that even though he was outside South Africa, that he was actually a member of the ANC. He worked in the communist underground of the ANC, and he came into South Africa and he moved around every part of South Africa, and he tells a very fascinating story.
If I said in a debate that I would not debate with a Pakistani, I would rightly be called a racist. My question for you is, are you a racist?
Why are you applauding that? What kind of people would applaud that? Am I a racist? You've sat through the last hour and a half of me speaking, and you're applauding someone asking me if I'm a racist? What kind of people are you? Or do you just applaud anything? Would you just applaud anything? You made a better job of it than your friend. I'll grant you that. Talking to me in a language I don't understand and then waving an Israeli flag in my face was not, I suspect, the finest moment that he will experience in what I hope is a long life in public affairs. I'll let you in on something you don't know. I'm one of the few people on the left in Britain who travelled the length and breadth of apartheid South Africa as an underground agent of the African National Congress led by Nelson Mandela, then in Paulsmoor Prison in Cape Town. Therefore, the subject of apartheid is particularly important to me. The question of racism is particularly important to me. And in parenthesis, let me tell you this, that throughout the entirety of my time underground in South Africa under apartheid, every house I slept in, every dinner I ate, every car I drove in was provided by Jewish activists of the African National Congress. So Jews don't have to be on the side of apartheid. They don't have to be on the side of racism. Jewish heroes amongst my blood brotherhood, like Dennis Goldberg, who served 27 years on Robben Island in Paulsmoor Prison, but who never was able to touch Mandela and his comrades because they were on one side of the apartheid prison wall, and he and a few other Jewish heroes of the African National Congress were on the other. Dennis Goldberg, Albi Sachs, Joe Slovo, Ruth First. Perhaps you've heard of these people. If you haven't, look them up. Jews don't have to be on the side of apartheid. They can stand up against it. And I say to those who imagine that they are friends of the state whose flag was just waved in my face, turn away from the racist apartheid ideology of Zionism. Turn back to where Jews were before the emergence and the hegemony of Zionism. The greatest people on the earth were Jews. The leaders of the socialist, communist, trade union, liberal, enlightenment, throughout the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, were great Jews. Marx himself was a Jew. None of them believed that as Jews, they should go and take somebody else's country and drive millions of them around the world as refugees. All of them would have turned their back against such an ideology. But because of my experience in South Africa, which included, by the way, being battered and bloodied by a Scottish South African policeman called Campbell. It's one of the reasons why I hate Alistair Campbell so much. In Guguletu police station, in the Guguletu township in Cape Town. Although the policeman had eventually to wash my feet in public, in penitence. But that's another story. Because of my time in South Africa, because of the decades that I worked against apartheid in South Africa, do you imagine that I would turn up at a university and debate apartheid with a supporter from South Africa of the apartheid system? I'd rather punch him in the face than debate with him. Why? Because apartheid is a racist poison. It is the worst kind of fascism. And I would never debate with any supporter of South African apartheid. Why should I debate with a supporter of Israeli apartheid?
So as you can see, Galloway is a hardcore communist and he totally hates racists. He hates white South Africans. He'd rather punch us in the face. But let's listen to the key portion again, where he talks about who helped him sneak around every portion of South Africa.
And in parenthesis, let me tell you this, that throughout the entirety of my time underground in South Africa under apartheid, every house I slept in, every dinner I ate, every car I drove in was provided by Jewish activists of the African National Congress. So Jews don't have to be on the side of apartheid. They don't have to be on the side of racism. Jewish heroes amongst my blood brotherhood, like Dennis Goldberg, who served 27 years on Robben Island in Paulsmoor prison, but who never was able to touch Mandela and his comrades because they were on one side of the apartheid prison wall, and he and a few other Jewish heroes of the African National Congress were on the other. Dennis Goldberg, Albie Sachs, Joe Slovo, Ruth First. Perhaps you've heard of these people. If you haven't, look them up.
So, every house he slept in, every meal he ate, every car he drove was provided to him by a Jew in South Africa. And he tells you that he worked for the African National Congress, which is now the ruling party of South Africa, and which was the prime enemy of the whites of South Africa. He was an agent for them, but they had lots and lots of other Jewish agents. There were all kinds of Jews in South Africa, and the Jews under apartheid were classified as white and had all the privileges that the whites had. Yet even so, they were working for the destruction of white power. And look at how he describes his time in South Africa. He says he traveled the length and breadth of South Africa underground, and Jews enabled him to do that. Jews enabled that to happen. So the Jews were assisting a communist enemy of South Africa, a high-level communist enemy of South Africa, to work against the whites. Those other Jews that he mentions, Joe Slovo, etc., etc., including Goldberg. Goldberg was the Jew who spent the longest time in a South African prison. Goldberg and a bunch of other Jews, along with Nelson Mandela and some blacks, they were on trial for high treason. Not just treason, high treason. For treason alone, they should have been executed. But they were actually up for high treason. And they were all very lucky that they weren't executed. But that is the extent of the crimes that they committed. We will return to the topic of Nelson Mandela and all his Jews and the high treason they committed, and many of them got away from it, scot-free even. And all of those that they're complaining about, they actually deserved to be hanged. They should have been hanged if the due process of the law had been followed properly. But take note, Jews working against apartheid. Apartheid was the whites' system for white power in South Africa. And who was working to undermine it? Jews. Jews were working with our greatest enemies.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, you know you don't.